These stories can help us untangle mythology about immigration, about indigenous presence on this land, that by having a platform where everyone can participate, you really see how larger narratives can be more complicated. When we're looking at the story of one person or one family and how that family has changed over time, you see how the United States has changed over time.
Welcome to Immigrants Wake America. This is a podcast where storytellers share their family histories and the centrality of women in their life stories. In response to the growing hatred and hostility, we conceptualize this podcast as a space for conversations among storytellers who are very much living, breathing, and responding to the current moment in their lives. I am Shruti Jain, an international student from India pursuing my PhD in the English department at SUNY Binghamton University.
And I am Lily, an international student from China pursuing my PhD in the Translation Research and Instruction Program at SUNY Binghamton University. We are the hosts for this podcast. In our introductory episode today, we have with us Catherine Lloyd, Director of Programs at the Tenement Museum, and Dr. Lisa Yun, Associate Professor at the Department of English at SUNY Binghamton University. Kat and Lisa share with us their personal stories of immigration and migration. We also discuss the Tenement Museum's digital archive, Your Story, Our Story, and talk about the scope of this podcast. So, Kat, can you start by talking about the growth of Your Story, Our Story at the Tenement Museum?
It actually began with one class of fifth graders in Kensington, Brooklyn, and has expanded in those 8 years to, contributors of all ages from all across the country who participate in this project. So Your Story, Our Story really grew from the Tenement Museum's practices at our museum site here on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. So at the Tenement Museum in our buildings, we invite visitors into the recreated apartments of former families who lived in these two tenement buildings. And almost all of those families were immigrants, migrants, or the children of. And so on our tours, we would hear from visitors their connections to their own experiences, their own identities. And visitors would often share stories with us that were incredibly powerful. And often those stories were actually sparked by objects that they saw in these recreated apartment spaces. It was a small locket button. So it went onto an army uniform and it opens up into a locket. So it's a small brass button with space for two photographs. And inside of this locket is a photograph of my grandmother, Juliet, and then a man on the other side. And I didn't know who that man was. It wasn't my grandfather. And so this object prompted me to ask my dad, who is this? This is not my grandfather. Who's this the other person in this photograph? What's the story of this object? How did we come to have it? It actually created an opportunity for my dad and I to have a conversation about his mother at a level of depth that we had never really, had before. That, this other person in the photograph in this locket was one of my grandmother's boyfriends before she met and married my grandfather. He was a soldier during World War I, he was being sent off to fight in France, and this locket button was to remind him of her.
Let's hear from Lisa about her story of immigration and her journey to Your Story, Our Story.
Always been interested in stories and storytelling, partly because I was a really lonely kid growing up. So my folks originally came from China and Hong Kong, and they were married in New York Chinatown and then had me. But for a period of my childhood, we moved to Vermont near the Canadian border. And we lived on a dirt road that eventually became a gravel road. I was the only non-white kid around. But my interest was piqued by this new culture and a lot of unexpectedly colorful characters. And these were everyday working people, neighbors, who had these stories and dramas that gave me a full imaginative life. But in moving to Vermont, we became immigrants again in a different culture. And so as a kid, I discovered it's through stories that we make sense of life and that we connect with others and we grow. In second grade, I went to class in a trailer. And I had this young teacher named Mrs. Coffrin, never forget her, and she encouraged my love of stories. And she allowed me to put on a play by using a short bookcase as my stage and puppets as actors. And it was a catastrophe because midway I got really carried away and I accidentally knocked over the bookcase. And the class went wild, but she embraced me as a teacher. So that's when my path to becoming a lover of stories and becoming a professor and now arriving to your story, our story. And for me, as a researcher, I was hooked. Who are these people? Why are they moved to write about their experiences of immigration and or migration? Why did they send off their stories to this museum in New York? And how does the digital operate here as a key pathway for story making and history making for everyday people?
Many people would actually offer to contribute and donate objects to the Tenement Museum. But we are in a tenement building. We actually don't have a lot of physical space. So we weren't able to accept those physical objects. But what we realized is that if we started an online exhibit, we would be able to accept as many stories as people were willing to contribute. Right? Just like you would have collections in a museum of physical objects, we create collections and almost mini exhibits to look at particular themes, questions, and use those collections to respond to myths about immigration. And that's a really important part of this project, that each story is both unique in its specificity, but each story is also part of a bigger story and a changing story about this land and this country.
So, you know, right now we're at a moment where there is a surge in xenophobia, anti-immigrant rhetoric, a surge in hate crime, a sort of hyper-circulation of stock and stereotype narratives about immigrants. For example, conflating Asian Americans with COVID-19, resulting in this horrific rise in anti-Asian hate crime.
As international students and women of color, we find ourselves personally impacted by this growing hatred and violence. Through this podcast, we hope to facilitate a space for people from different backgrounds to be heard. The podcast will be a living archive of stories and serve as an intervention in the ways in which immigrant women's histories and stories are narrated, received, and passed on.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Immigrants Wake America. For more conversations and explorations, please listen to our future episodes available on all major streaming platforms. We have linked our social media and website in the description box. We would be happy to hear your thoughts and feedback. See you next time. Until then, take care and stay safe.